This is St. Louis Public Radio. Adults with diaper fetishes and blasphemous portrayals of religious figures are all part of Jerry Springer the Opera. So it's hardly surprising that Edgy New Line Theater is bringing this controversial musical to St. Louis. It's a story that takes the talk show host to hell and the audience to some unexpected places as well. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with director Scott Miller about the opera, which begins with a typical Jerry Springer show.
Thank you and welcome to the show.
This is absolutely the most offensive thing we've ever done. And we've done some things that were fairly offensive.
I know some of even the song titles can't be mentioned.
No.
In accordance with FCC regulations. Could you name some of those songs but use the word bleep instead?
Well, there's the one that we were laughing about last night at rehearsal. There's the song where the adult baby Montel reveals his fetish to his wife.
Some people like to relax in casinos. Others get their kicks shoving powder up their nose.
And the whole cast goes into this rowdy musical number that just keeps repeating the line, poop your effing pants, just over and over and over. And like, you know, this celebration. And it's just so crazy. And you just almost can't believe they're saying this and singing this beautiful music. You know, this very sophisticated, awesome music with this incredibly crass, nasty language. And I think to some extent it's kind of the point of it. These characters' lives, the lives of the people on the real Springer show, are operatic.
Oh, in my Calvin Klein's.
They are big. You know, the emotions are big and the stakes are very high. And I think, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it's kind of the only right way to put this thing on stage. It has to be an opera.
So can you tell me what is redemptive about the show?
It is sort of a giant goof, but it's also more than that. I mean, there are some kind of serious things going on under the surface, and it really does, the show kind of, in a very kind of funny, crazy way, sort of has a debate about what is Jerry Springer and is it good or bad and what does it contribute to us or take from us? And, you know, it kind of grapples with those questions and doesn't really come down on one side or the other. And one of the things that has surprised us a lot in rehearsal is that there are moments that are really sweet and touching and poignant, and it kind of sneaks up on you because, you know, the rest of it is so outrageous.
Can you tell me about one of those sweet moments?
Yeah, there's a woman, the third segment in Act One, there's a woman, Chantel, who is kind of a oppressed, unhappy housewife, and her dream is to be a pole dancer. That's like, that's her, you know, escape.
Things are going bad for me.
And she has this song called I Just Wanna Dance that's a little vulgar because that's who she is and, you know, has the F word in it. But it's this really honest expression of the emotion that this woman's feeling and how trapped she feels and how much this dream means to her. And it's this kind of serious moment and it really catches you off guard, but you kind of feel for her. And it's the show's really kind of clever in that it does get you to feel for these people and care about whether they're going to be okay or not. And you don't expect that, you know, walking into this crazy show.
But we've got another guest who's none too happy with your choice of career. Your mother, Irene.